This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in the first week of July of this year. We're talking no other than PCSVentures.com. You can find him on the OTC markets, ticker symbol PCSV. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed and what they've been doing for the last month and a half, is Mr. Todd Hackett. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it.
You know, obviously, you're aware that we're in this COVID-19. Either it's going to be a good thing for you or a bad thing for you. That being said, can you discuss maybe some of the new educational material to be used in schools or at home that you guys are bringing to the forefront?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. We've been developing some. When this COVID-19 hit, we worked on somewhat reinventing the company to children that are going to be at home, and they can still do the STEM learning and so forth. And it also works in the classroom. What we did was we broke down large kits and we're doing them into smaller individual kits so the kids don't have to share the building blocks. They have their own. So everybody has their own product. And then we also are launching a program called Brick Lab's STEAM Venture Program, where it'll be a hard copy book mailed every 30 days. And they would subscribe to it, and we would give them new product every 30 days so that they can continue learning on other stuff with their bricks that they buy. And they'll be in smaller containers, so they'll be affordable for you to use at home or for in the classroom. So we spent a lot of time doing that, kind of redeveloping our curriculum for home use as well as school use one-on-one.
You think that's going to add to the bottom line financially?
I do. We're going to launch it on September 1st, and we think this has a lot of opportunity for us, especially in today's environment. And, you know, a lot of the people that we've talked to anyway in the schools, they still want to, internet's great, but they still want to do hands-on and so forth. This is the way the kids can do hands-on at home and at school.
I want to change gears here for a second. There's been a lot of talk on campus that you guys are getting into the drone business, especially developed for the law enforcement and other enterprises. Is there any truth to this?
Yes. We've been in the drone business. We have our education drone, the Ruby Q, and we've made other drones too.
But you've never been in the law enforcement sector.
We have not. This is a new market that we've worked with the law enforcement to develop. It's especially for them. It's, you know, for search and rescue operations. They'll take off and land, come back to the person. It has a digital zoom high definition camera on it. It has a gimbal on it. It has a gimbal spotlight on it. It's equipped for that type of an operation. We have some people interested in buying it, and that's why we developed it. And we think it's going to be a good opportunity because there are other ones. DJI has something similar to that, but this one is more exactly what law enforcement would need.
That being said, when do you think you guys are going to launch this?
Within the next 2 weeks. We're at the final stages. Actually, we've done demos for some police departments within the last 2 weeks. We've got some minor adjustments to make, but basically it's ready.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is PCSVentures.com. My personal opinion, very undervalued here, around 4 cents a share with a market cap under $6 million. If you want to look them up on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCSV. Todd, let me ask you this. I want to discuss a little bit about your reporting company and also about the latest quarterly results that you guys put out. Rumor has it you guys are going to try to uplist. Where are we at on that process?
Okay, we're in the process of doing that at the present time. We got slow getting started. As a matter of fact, we've only been started here on about the last week or so. We will have it done, I believe, no later than before the end of the year. We will be a QB company then, and we have 2 years of audited statements. So, yes, I mean, we're moving that direction. We just got our first Q Q1. We've been busy working on that and also some of these new products that we are getting ready to launch. And that's been our top priority, but this is a priority and we want to do it. We think it'll be better for our shareholders, and that's what we're looking for.
And I know a lot of CEOs don't like to talk about their stock or their stock price, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think the last annual report that you guys put out, you guys were just a little bit south of $5 million in revenue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so your market cap is $6 million. Usually there's a 2 or 3 multiplier with that. So usually your market cap should be around, I don't know, $11 million to $15 million. Do you want to comment on that? I mean, do you feel that your company is not being just here in the market, or what's going on?
No, we do feel that we're undervalued at this time. I've reached out to other investment bankers that value companies just for my own sake, and they've all gave me the same thing. We're undervalued by all metrics that they have to value a company. And I think that we need to do a better job of reaching out to our shareholders, which we're doing now, and communicating with them and showing them that this is a long-term growth story. It's not just a company that's going to stay here at these levels.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I'd like them to take a look at the company and know that we're working hard for our shareholders, and we're trying to do whatever we can to maximize profits. And this is a tough environment. I mean, our sales are off a little over 50% for this particular quarter, which is being released now. But that being said, we only lost about $78,000 for the quarter, which when you consider all schools are closed.
Right.
That's really not.
Not bad at all.
No, it isn't. Not when you consider all the schools are closed. So
I agree.
Absolutely. But now we've adjusted and we're making other ways to make this work under the current environment.
Well, again, it's my personal opinion. I think one of the most undervalued companies on the OTC markets with a real model, with real revenues, a real company, stock price at 4 cents. Take a look at them. I brought you a lot of winners over the years. Again, you can find them on the OTC markets. That is PCS Adventures. Ticker symbol PCSV. Todd, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days, give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on with your company.
We sure will. Thanks, Evan.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.